Anna, it's a different kind of Super League season for you, I suppose, but still been keeping an eye on how things are going?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed actually being a spectator and watching how the league unfolds and how the new teams are getting on. There's been some close games and some exciting results, which has kept the interest. So, yeah, it's been really enjoyable, actually.
Let's have a look at a couple of the franchises in the Final Four. Karen's work at Lightning and their form to start with. And as a coach, you must have seen time and time again where you've got a team of players who are literally working for each other non-stop on the court from start to end.
Yeah, I mean, I've been fortunate enough to see Loughborough training. We've been part of the under-21s set up, and I have to say Karen's got a really special group of athletes there that all seem to work for each other and get on with the job, and they just seem to have a quality about them this season that you don't see in very many teams. And I think that Panagari and some of the leaders that they have within that group are doing an amazing job of keeping the girls focused and on task. Yeah, they're a really exciting team this season.
When we spoke in September, we mentioned Wasps and obviously the strength and depth of their squad. Is that maybe what's got them to the Final Four?
Yeah, I mean, I think it helps. I mean, I think Tamzin's commented a few times about the injuries that they've had and the impact that's had. And it's been good to see some of the younger players getting on there and having an opportunity and seeing what they can do. I think that they'll come good this weekend. I think they'll have a good weekend. I think, you know, the style of netball they're playing is starting to cement and come together. And I think Tamzin's got a good idea of what different players can do and what different combinations can do what job for her.
And it just goes to show the depth that she's got in the squad?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the thing with a lot of the top four teams, not all of them, is the strength and depth she's got in the squad compared to those that probably didn't make the top four. I think it's even more important moving forward in the future that, you know, the franchises have strength and depth and they have a strong 12. You know, you want to be able to pull out different combinations when needed and give the opposition something else to think about.
Thunder are always going to be Thunder, regardless of whether or not you're a player or a fan of the league. Has Karen done well, given the fact that so many people left and Sarah went to Pulse?
I think Karen's done an excellent job. I mean, I think with Thunder, it's their history that they build on. I mean, they're from a calibre of winning, you know, through Oldham netball, Tameside netball, so on. You know, the players that they pull from are generally homegrown players that come through a culture of winning and stepping up to the mark. And I think they know how to take the pressure. Karen, as a coach and as a player, has dealt with pressure all the way through her playing career. Karen likes to win and she installs that in her players. And I think she's really got the best out of the group that she's got this season.
People like Gabby as well, they've had really good, strong and consistent season.
Yeah, I mean, Gabby's showed herself to be one of the best up-and-coming players coming through her system at the minute with making the 21s World Youth Cup squad as well. I think Gabby's just been a really calming influence within that group and give them a bit of stability, which is surprising when she's such a youngster, but I guess it just shows what a good head she has on her shoulders.
It went to the final game. Bath obviously lost to Wasps, but Storms couldn't secure the win, so Bath went through. Is that a bit of a surprise?
I think at the beginning of the season, I think obviously Surrey's results kind of indicated that they might make the top four, but I think what a lot of the franchises have done is just come good at the right time and started to perform and step up. I think for me, you know, Bath are one of those teams that have improved as the season's gone on and started to find each other and solidify some relationships again. I think for me, and I'm not biased at all here, but Rachel Shaw's been outstanding in the last few Bath games that I've seen her. I think at the beginning of the season, they struggled to get some familiarity with the shooting combinations, and that seems to have come good the last few games for Bath. Obviously, they had a tough one against Wasps, but I don't think they'll let them phase them. I think they're really good at coming back from defeats and learning for them at Bath. So I see that they'll grow from the defeat and really get the bit between the teeth against Loughborough and take it to them this weekend.
You'll know Jess and Imogen there as well, really well.
Yeah.
How important has the youth part played for the whole league?
Yeah, I think it's been interesting to see some of the standout performances in the team, you know, and have been some of the youth players coming through. And I think it's that hunger of getting to the finals, you know, wanting to make the World Youth Championship, which has been tough for some of them. So I think they've found it an important part of their development to get on there and do the job for the franchises and also put themselves up for selection. But I also think they're surrounded by experienced players that are drawing the best out of them as well. And I think that's all credit to the experience that's out there, and of course the coaches as well, that are identifying opportunities for the players to get out there and do the business. And I think that's been guided really well this season by the coaches. You know, Karen at Loughborough's brought Rosie Harris on at key times for a bit of experience, and Chloe Isom as well, and you know, there's other examples of that, as we say, Gabby. And I think the girls have had a positive learning experience this year that are in the 21s.
I've just spoken to Liv Mason, but she said that she really enjoyed the 29 seconds against Storm. So, I mean, you can't write that kind of thing. But at the same time, it's just experience and playing against world-class players.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the culture's changed where people recognise that, you know, the 12 is important, and where you are in that 12 in any given moment is important. And, you know, some players find themselves in the season managing injury and only can play a half, and they get on there and do the job for that half, and then it gives someone else an opportunity and they don't want to let the team down. So when they get their opportunity, they want to know that they've trained hard, that they've got relationships nailed down, that they've looked at the opposition, what the opposition's strengths are, and how they can add value for their team and get one up on the opposition. So, yeah, I think there's been a real culture change amongst the players and where they sit within the group.
Do you think Tamsin would have enjoyed coming on, stepping back out of retirement and doing 15 minutes here and there?
She may not admit it, but yeah, I would
secretly
have thought so. Yeah, I mean, I think you can see with the quality of netball Tamsin play, there's still a love of the game on and off the court. I think she's just keen to support her athletes both on and off at the minute. And again, as I touched on earlier, it's that positive learning experience for your players. And, you know, some of the younger girls may not be ready to play full games, and I suppose that's where Tamsin experience comes on, and she can just give that little bit of you know, knowledge on how to bring a game home and how to win games that are closely contested, whereas a young one may not have experienced that enough at this point to be able to do the job that she would.
And I just wondered how things are going with Elite Netball, and they're keeping busy with any summer camps as well?
Yeah. So Elite Netball are running camps through the summer. We run performance camps for players who are really serious about netball and want to improve and progress. We run training centres in a number of areas that give the girls regular quality training through the summer. And we have Super League players popping into those, as well as the performance camp, to kind of give the girls a little bit of the buzz and pass on their technique and knowledge. So yeah, it's really good actually. It's good to have a different focus and to just give different kids opportunities that may not get it.
A great chance for them to be involved. What would be the website, or how can we find out more on them?
Yeah, so it's www.elite-netball.co.uk.